The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger. Featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason Peter under the helmet. With Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show. And before we get ready for our final segment this weekend, we want to direct you to our radio website that is eradiosports.com. You know, the celebration is continuing here. We've been talking so much about the Dallas Mavericks. Mark Folliwell, the Mavs television play-by-play announcer, was on in our first segment. And now we're going to totally digress, shift avenues, and talk some college football with our Under the Helmet segment with Jason Peter. JP, how are you this weekend?
I'm a little tired, to be honest with you. With the newborn in the house, there hasn't been a whole lot of sleeping going on. But fortunately, my mother has made the journey out from New Jersey, and hopefully she can help us a little bit.
Well, and hopefully, Mama Peter, she can, you know, watch the kids so you and Sarah can go out with Penelope tomorrow night and check out Cars 2, right?
That would be, I think, the perfect world. I'm just hoping for maybe an hour where I can go mow the lawn and I don't have a two-year-old that's attached to my leg and just a little bit of maybe alone time.
The joys of parenthood. Hey, Jason Peter is with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And first and foremost, let's talk about Ohio State, his president, swallowing crow, and he apologizes for his comments that he made earlier in the year referring to Boise State and TCU as little sisters of the poor in terms of competition. Now, how about that he came back and took back his statement?
Yeah, well, he should. It was embarrassing when he made that statement. You look at the job that the little sisters of the poor, or whatever the phrase was that he used to describe them, and
yeah.
You have teams like TCU and Boise State, and there's a lot of good football being played, and the thing that kind of makes me laugh is that it was coming from a Big Ten guy. And let's face it, the Big Ten should not, and this is kind of difficult for me to say with Nebraska going now to the Big Ten, but it hasn't been the most dominant conference in the last 10, 15 years.
Right.
I don't know if I would be throwing stones at anybody if I was a member of the Big Ten Conference. How many times have we seen Ohio State run through their conference and show up and have to play a Florida team or an Oklahoma team, and usually 9 times out of 10 they would get annihilated. So for him to sit there and take shots at the TCUs of this world, it's a complete joke, because if TCU and Ohio State lined up, I'm going to put my money on TCU.
Well, and I'm not so sure that he would have come out and even apologized and made this type of statement if, they weren't trying to kind of clean up their image right now. They've got a black eye with what all has happened with Jim Tressel's departure.
Absolutely. I think he's looking for a little sympathy out there, and he wants to make sure that he doesn't have any enemies. You never know when somebody has the ear of somebody important, and you just never know how something you say one day is going to affect you 5-10 years down the road. And right now, Ohio State needs all the friends that they can find. And I'm sure this was completely calculated, and given that opportunity to apologize, I'm sure he was going to take it, and that's what he did.
Jason Peter with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We do need to take time to recognize our premier sponsor, and that, of course, is the friends and folks at Western Company of Texas. You can go to their website at wct.us.com. You can also go to Jason Peter's website. He's got some great stuff on there at jasonpeter.com. But I guess the good news for Ohio State is that their football players, they did not get car deals. That was part of an NCAA investigation as far as possible benefits that was received by football players. And I guess that's not true. And, you know, it's interesting, Jason, I heard Coach Bob Stoops on the radio down here in the Metroplex earlier in the week. And he said, you know, we've had to encounter things like that where people thought it was wide ranging. You know, there were some things going on, but really it was an isolated incident. So perhaps that will be found true for Ohio State as well.
Yeah. For as much as I think there are people out there that like seeing kind of the giant go down, and I say that, I'm not necessarily saying Ohio State's, you know, on top, number one, but they're a big boy, and
yes,
a lot of people like to see the big guy kind of crumble and fall, and, you know, the reality is that you could probably pick any of the top 25 universities, and there's something shady or questionable that's going on. It's difficult for a staff of, you know, 10, 11 coaches, however many they have, to make sure that 100 to 150 players are all doing the right thing, going to class. I mean, you can preach and you can preach and you can preach and preach, but at some point, there's got to be a little bit of trust in that kid's hands that he's going to go home when he leaves the stadium and he's going to make good decisions. And, you know, lots of times they don't. I mean, you got kids. I mean, we've talked about it numerous times. Kids come from nothing, and all of a sudden they're being thrown everything. And some of them, I guess, like Colt McCoy's wife said, don't have the chutzpah to say no.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal. They just have to, I think, the universities have to step up and make sure that their kids are educated on what they can do and what they can't do. I think certainly the NCAA could step up here as well. You know, I've got to imagine that they have enough money in their pocket, or they can somehow formulate a fund where they can put at least one or two guys on campuses, right? You'd think in the area. I mean, right now they have like one guy who covers, you know, 15 states, and then another guy who covers another 15. They have like four or five guys out there that is supposedly, you know, making sure that every university is doing things right. I mean, they don't have enough time to spend on the ground at each university asking questions, finding out, you know, what kid may be doing this or that. You know, I don't think it's the most difficult thing in the world to find out. I mean, nowadays people like to talk, but I just think the NCAA needs to commit more people to making sure that this thing's run the right way.
Having a quick conversation with Jason Peter with our Under the Helmet segment this weekend. And I tell you what, all the college football publications, they're starting to come out, hitting the newsstands. I know you're excited. College football just around the corner, Jason.
It really is. It's going to be here before you know it. And I can't wait. I mean, every year it's a stale time right now with everything being over. NBA is over.
But never on our show, though, Jason. It's never it's never stale on our show. What are you talking about?
You know what I mean, though. Just in general, there's
come on, big fella.
Other than something like McElroy kind of going off and just setting all kinds of records at the U.S. Open. But, you know, there's just not the every Saturday-Sunday fix that you get there in the fall. But this time of the year, you just kind of know that it's not too far away.
Rory McIlroy, boy, his picture is everywhere, and it is an exciting time to be following what he's doing on the golf course. So, Jason, thanks so much for stopping by. Go get a siesta in, and we will catch up with you next week. Take care.
Thanks, E.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend on the Big E Sports Show.